So we talked about what millennials want, and now I think we got to get back to what they need. And it's always the one thing they need more than anything, and that is a clear gospel teaching.
Yeah, I think if you don't have clear gospel teaching, none of the other stuff really matters, mm-hmm. because it's the sun around which all of your other ministry planets orbit, right? I mean, it's if you're not clearly preaching the true biblical gospel of Jesus, your social justice is going to be out of whack, your community is not going to be what it should be, and you're not going to actually value the rich diversity that I said is valuable for reaching millennials. So the clear gospel teaching and value of the gospel of Jesus is the fount out of which everything else flows, I think.
Mm-hmm. And millennials are so, it seems to be so socially conscious, and yet they're more technology savvy than anybody, yet they crave community like no one else.
Yeah.
They're an interesting bunch.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And gospel teaching is as repulsive to millennials as it has been to everyone throughout history.
Of course.
You know, I mean, like I said, there's plenty of data to suggest and to confirm the idea that millennials are less religious. But at the same time, like in those same studies that say millennials are less religious, there's data that says that they have more wonder and amazement about what's out there in the universe than any generation. So like the thing about millennials, and I've said it here before and people have published it all over the place, millennials are spiritual but not religious. Mm-hmm. So it's this idea that they have some interest and feeling that something is out there. They just definitely don't think they're going to find it in the local church.
Mm.
Because of the institutional field primarily.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think, you know, it's important for a church to feel like a family and to look like a family that cares for each other, that meets together more than just sitting in a room looking one direction for 45 minutes a Sunday or an hour a Sunday, and to really come together and support each other like a family does, because I think that's more attractive than perhaps the sort of business lecture model we've created through the latter half of the 20th century and even into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Chris, my last guest I had in studio was talking about a new church plant that is going into a theater. It used to be a movie house, then it was a professional theater, and now they are occupying the space, and they've got quite a different venue now, a very different feel. And, you know, if millennials are against walking into the traditional church in the suburbs, opportunities like this should be attractive to millennials.